I was passing through in the tractor, heading away up to Kelso Harvest. I was passing away through. Wasn't expecting the road to be flooded, and just came down and seen the road was flooded, and I'd seen this car and this van just sitting there in the middle of the road. I'm like, oh, there's probably nobody in it. I'll just slip away past there. But turns out there was these three elderly folks sitting in the car, and looked alongside, and they're just crikey. They were needing some help. Like, they weren't looking very good at all. Like, they looked cold and wet. So.
And so, what went through your head when you saw obviously the three elderly people in the car? What sort of was going on in your mind?
Thinking about, oh well, I need to get here. But to be honest, that doesn't really matter. If these are needing help, I'm going to be stopping to help these. Like, that's for sure. See what I can do. First thing that came in my head was just, let's stop and speak to them. See what. What they're doing, what can I do for them, like?
You're a bit of a hero, really, Andrew, aren't you?
Well, you can think of that, like, but if you want.
And it's just one of those things, do you know what I mean? And this is what I was saying yesterday, is that it's one of the reasons that I love the Borders, because no matter what happens, right, we're always sticking by each other, aren't we?
Oh, aye. Everybody looks out for everybody within reason, like, don't they?
Absolutely. And Andrew, do you know what? You're a brilliant person, so on behalf of Anne, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I was just doing what anybody should really do. I was just helping someone out, like, you know, it took, what, half an hour of my day, like, that's now.
Oh, brilliant. Well, Andrew, good on you, pal.
Good day. No worries.